Now, there's this extraordinary video doing the rounds at the moment, and we'll stick it on our website, 3aw.com.au. It appears to show a large black cat, and it's much bigger than a house cat, running through a field or a paddock outside Ballarat. Our next guest is a researcher at Big Cats Victoria, Simon Townsend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I have to ask, you're not the same Simon Townsend who did Simon Townsend's Wonderworld years ago, are you? Or are you?
No, but I'm certainly better looking. So.
Not saying a great deal, but anyway, I bet you are. Now, have you seen this video about this panther allegedly outside?
Yeah.
Is it real?
It could be Photoshop, but the point about it is it doesn't show what we'll call a panther for sake of argument at the moment at all. It's simply a large feral cat. What we're going by, when I say we, my group that I work with, going by its head size and shape, which is fairly dinky, let's face it, and its tail, which is too short to be that of a black leopard. Simple as that. Now, when we use the term black panther, we're referring to black leopards.
Okay? Right, so a leopard that's got more melanin. And so I've seen pictures like up close, you can see the leopard-like markings, but from a distance, they look all black.
That's pretty true, yeah. Yeah, it's a variable. But generally, in the right light, you might catch a few rosettes. Yeah.
So you think this is just a feral cat, which is obviously mm-hmm. bigger than your average house cat, but that's what it is?
Yeah, very much. The chaps I work with, John Turner and David Cass, are not dills at all. They know exactly what they're talking about in relation to this. And we had a long discussion on this particular piece of film. And there's no reason to really think that it's a black leopard at all, just a big black feral cat.
Okay. Do you think that there is a black leopard or leopards out there?
As far as we're concerned, yes, we're convinced. And that doesn't, being convinced is not proof, believe you me. Proof is the specimen or specimens. And that's what the authorities are interested in, and so they should be.
And how, if they do exist, I mean, how do they get here? Were enough of them brought out at some stage and then let loose, and they've got a viable breeding population?
I would suggest strongly that you reference a book that I was co-author of, Snails from the Tea Tree. And that goes into length about the number of escapees from travelling menageries in the 19th century. That was about the only entertainment that ever reached country areas. And they had a horrendous record of escapes and damage to their travelling scenarios, wagons with wheels falling off and you name it.
And big cats got loose. And just finally, when you say a leopard, are we talking about an African leopard or a Central American one?
Leopards actually live through Asia and Africa.
Yeah.
And black ones are not totally uncommon at all. Now, the thing about black leopards is they actually breed true if you cross black with black. And you don't get the light-coloured, straw-coloured variety with its black spots on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time. Simon Townsend, not Simon Townsend's Wonderworld, researcher of Big Cats Victoria.